Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, January 4th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joe in the Brutus area, at 44 years old, I had my first colonoscopy, all my blood work and my PSAs checked by my primary care physician. Says we need to have it done every 3 to 4 years. I'm 5'10", 170 pounds, and 44 years old. He says then also, he says, Randy, I've had a new job for the past month. I have been able to listen to you lately, but this is the most somber I've ever heard you on the radio. My heart goes out to you, Dave, and to Cliff. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Yeah, okay, very good. I'll make sure that Rick is sending me some information on the Well Connect line. So, yeah, I'll read it after the show. Just to wrap this story up. This John Dunlap's not an attorney, and his claims are, in my opinion, totally wrong. Again, state committee members did not sign any personal guarantees, so I don't know how he claims they could be held financially liable. Sorry, John. I know you may have slept at a Holiday Inn Express before you wrote the report, but I don't see the legal obligation by volunteers who got elected to serve as a advisory committee to the Michigan Republican Party. Anything the officers do are not the responsibility of the state committee members. So with all due respect, sir, I'm not buying it. And anybody who's pushing this garbage, what this really comes down to, folks, is this. Three things. Number one, the people who lost to Christina Crammel are sore losers. Matt DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, Scott Greenlee, whoever is pushing this narrative and leaking out sensitive, in my opinion, confidential information about the Michigan Republican Party to the media are just sore losers. As a matter of fact, they've been on a mission from day one, from the time she won at the convention back in February last year, and they lost. They've been on a mission to badmouth her. Certain radio talk show hosts have been attacking her. The elitists, the donor class, Betsy DeVos and those folks, all keeping resources and donations that they normally give every single year to the Michigan Republican Party, while all of a sudden this year, because of the election of Christina Caramo as chairwoman, the first black woman, the first black woman Christian conservative constitutionalist, they are against her. Well, it comes down to, in my opinion, a couple of things. Either you're a racist because she's black, or you're a sexist because she's a woman, or you're an atheist and don't like her because she's a Christian, true believer of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Or you're a one-world globalist, like the Bush family, and you don't like the fact that she's upholding the Constitution, both the U.S. and the state constitution, when it comes to our party's platform here in the state of Michigan. you're one of those groups. Or maybe you may even belong to a couple of those groups. Well, if you're a racist and a sexist, we can't do anything about it. The fact that she's black and a woman, get over it. As a matter of fact, it should be something that the party should be out celebrating. We should have made national headlines that the first black woman is chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Did we get those headlines? No, because the sore losers and their supporters have been undermining her the entire time since she's been chair. And now they're claiming, well, you can't raise any money. She can't raise any money, you idiots, because you're bad-mouthing her. I had a conversation with Matt DiPerno the other day on the phone, and I told him that right to his face. Well, that's not true. I didn't start attacking her a week after the convention. Yes, you did. I was sent the clips of Let It Rip, Fox News Channel down there in Detroit area. I saw exactly what you said on that stage to that TV audience. Well, it was 3 weeks after the convention. Oh, shut up, you attorney. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it doesn't matter. You guys have been attacking her ever since she took over. Well, Pat Kobach came out with a letter of his own. She can't be bought. She cannot be coerced. She cannot be threatened. And cannot and will not cave in. So why don't you guys have your stupid meeting on Saturday in Commerce Township? Sue Allard, the district chair of the 1st Congressional District, is attending it. She signed on to this stupid resolution that's a complete waste of time. Why? Because they don't have enough votes. They need 75% of the state committee members to vote to remove her and Dan Hartman, the legal counsel, and a couple of other people. And they don't have the votes. I was told there was even a meeting last night down in Portland, Michigan. Almost 100 people showed up. Sorry. It does not pertain to it. Jeff, you're absolutely full of crap. Committee members are most certainly liable. No, they're not. Show me the personal guarantees that state committee members signed, personally guaranteeing the financial obligations of the Michigan GOP. Michigan GOP is not a corporation, and the state committee members do not enjoy the same layer of separation as do corporations. Really? That's interesting, because back in 2010, when I ran for state senate, I was given a copy of their bylaws that clearly stated that it is a corporation. He claims it's an unincorporated association. Show it to me. Radio station's email address, the call letters, WCHY.us, which is the website, at gmail.com. Send it to me. Email it to, and I'm putting a text together to him in response right now. WCHY.us, again, the website, at gmail.com. Unincorporated association, my butt. Because I was shown articles of incorporation and bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party back in 2010. When did that change? Sorry, I'm not buying it, Jeff. And this John Dunlap isn't even an attorney. So, again, just not buying it. State Capitol was closed after a bomb threat yesterday. I broke this story yesterday when it came across the wire. Kind of interesting. They didn't send the press release out until, I believe, we were in our third hour, 11 o'clock. Michigan State Capitol closed for most of the day yesterday after a bomb threat was emailed to the general account for the Michigan State Capitol Commission. The Michigan State Police confirmed the email came in at 7:45 in the morning. The Capitol was evacuated and was searched with canine teams, but no explosives were found. The state capitals in Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana also received bomb threats, which the FBI deduced was a large hoax, according to the Associated Press. Joe Durbin, a spokesperson for the House Republican floor leader, Brian Posehn, said staff were in their offices when security informed them of the threat and everyone was evacuated out professionally. So far, there's no cause for greater alarm as we are turning the building over to law enforcement for a sweep. This is unfortunately a reality for our modern world, but I applaud the quick and effective work of the Capitol Police Security Team, he said. Well, they should have known it was a hoax when basically nobody's there other than a few staffers. No legislators are there. They don't come back until next Wednesday, January 10th. So why would they be bombing an empty building? Whatever. We got some other stories pulled up for you here today. Kind of a light news day, but we're going to get through it. And also your text comments, 231-360-5140. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I'm going to get to this interesting text message in hearing about Dave Ajima being diagnosed with stage 5 prostate cancer. Randy, please, please, please tell Dave Ajima he needs to do a deworming protocol. Maybe an Amish one that is natural. I've done a lot of research on cancer. Most all cancers are tied to human parasites. There are many testimonials that I have and seen and read about where people dewormed their bodies and were able to rid themselves of cancer. They ended up with a clear cancer screen in the end. Well, I got to tell you, in traveling to foreign countries, as much as Dave Ajima has in his life, many, many years, being in different foreign countries, back when he was in the military, also when he was in elected office, vacations, cruises, all kinds of things that him and Barb have done over the years, probably not surprising that maybe parasites, worms, whatever the situation is within his body could have caused it. I've heard of these stories before. Actually, when we have Missy on Monday, I'm going to talk to her about it as well, so she can explain, because she says that in the scans of certain people that she's done, she's seen certain organs out of whack, certain body systems out of whack. So we'll talk about it with Missy and see, get her opinion on it as well. See, that's one thing about her program. It detoxifies your body. So that's something that maybe they need to look at and consider. But thank you for sending that to me. I forwarded it to Barb, and we'll talk about it definitely. Interesting perspective. Because Vicky has had some cancer issues. She had colon cancer. They did a bowel resection and removed it. She's had breast cancer in both breasts. So could it be she's had some parasites as well? Interesting thing, if she's had the parasites, I probably have them because we have been eating the same foods for years. restaurants, cruise ships, wherever we've been. So interesting. Now, I've had prostate exams. I don't know for sure if the PSA's blood work has been done recently. I'm going to reach out to my doctor today and schedule it. So appreciate that information, and we shared it, and we'll definitely act on it. I've got a couple stories regarding the U.S. Senate race. We're going to talk about those in the next hour. Polling, is it too early to take it serious? Well, we'll talk about it both on the Democrat side. And also, we'll talk about an upcoming event here in Northern Michigan. $200 event per person being put on by a local Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance. We're going to get to that story. We're going to also talk about the poll that's coming out, I believe, this coming Wednesday. A polling company has been hired. We'll get to the results of that. We'll find out who actually is going to be on stage later this month. Actually, 2 weeks from tomorrow, January 19th. We'll talk about that story. And also get some more information from Lansing, potentially, of what's coming up, what's on the horizon for their legislative agenda for this year. This is going to be interesting. Also, the Attorney General continuing to press charges against Matt DiPerno and former State Representative Dare Rendon. We're going to talk about that story as well. And finally, drawing names out of a hat, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson named the replacements to the Independent Redistricting Commission, having to redraw the maps. Well, do these people even want to serve? So this is going to be really interesting. The maps have been deemed unconstitutional. They need to be redrawn. Let's see if these people even want to serve on the commission. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320.